9:43, the Who for Coach Q, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Remember, it's not just a chicken place, it's a way of life. And the coach, Joel Quenneville, joins us now. Did you have a good All-Star break?
It was nice. It was nice. It was around Chicago all weekend, and it was kind of quiet, and watch a little bit of the game yesterday, and so it was all right.
What do you do to relax? Do you read? Do you make crank calls to other coaches? What do you do? What do you do to kick back?
I like horse racing, so I watch a little bit of that.
Okay.
And get involved. Yeah. So that's kind of some of it. Yeah.
I can't picture
watch a lot of hockey.
I can't picture you in a recliner with your feet up. You got a recliner at the Q House?
No recliners.
No recliners, no.
Yeah.
You know why? You know what that's from? That's line changes. You can't make a fast line change if your feet are up.
No, you can't. No, you got to be on your feet all the time.
All right, so listen, an All-Star break could be exactly what you need. Thinking Corey Crawford, a couple more days to get healthy. Or a break in the momentum. Is it either?
I don't know, but it was. We went into the game playing two pretty good games. Disappointing loss. Tampa Bay, good. Toronto, really liked their game. Get a point, and then played a real solid game in Detroit. So a lot of positives coming out of that game. And break or not, I think that the urgency and the way we played and just keep playing that type of way, we'll give ourselves a chance here. Hopefully that can give us some momentum, because we got to get on a roll here. And, you know, we got some conference games, divisional games, and so they're meaningful in a lot of ways. And, you know, we want to get ourselves back in that mix where all of a sudden we're not chasing so far and so many teams. We got to think right now is it's a very important trip for us.
Coach, I'm sure you were happy to see Alex DeBrincat and a nice little hat trick for him, his second of his career and second this year. Rookies kind of go through these lulls every once in a while. They're not used to playing this many games, but does he look like he's back?
Well, he certainly was excellent in Detroit. Nice to see him do that in his hometown. That line was great. Johnny had a great game, and the Duke was really good as well. So it was they hadn't played together much, so it was a good sign. There's offense there. They had a puck. They were dangerous. They didn't give up much. So it's hopefully that line could be a really productive line for us and gives us some balance in our lineup. I like the way we rolled four lines that game. But there's finish with all three of those guys, and they have the puck a lot, and they're dangerous off the rush. The thing is, the reason why we probably scored more goals in that game than we had recently is we had a real good net presence, and sometimes it's tough on goalies.
What's the real Hawks team? Is it that team? Is it the 10-1 team we saw in the opener? Is it the 2-0 Tampa Bay team that's going to be in every game but needs a little puck luck? What's the real team?
That's kind of the way we've been over the last while here, and I think we'll say this year. The unpredictability in games, and then you have him, then you have stretches where you have that same unpredictability, you're not going to win, and then you find ways to win other nights when you play like that, and then some nights everything comes together and you really enhance your chances. So it's a, I think putting it all together, where you got four lines, all holding on to the puck, keeping the puck, playing the right way, very active D, solid and net. I mean, that's a complete team game and a power play that you keep the momentum in the game, and special teams always add up to add a little bit more to your team game. So that's what you need to win in our game today and in our division. So we're going to have to. Hey, let's think that that's the real Hawk team.
Yeah, the guys need to understand that, because then Q goes home happy. And you know the old saying, happy Q, happy life. All right, Coach, I noticed you didn't mention Crawford after I mentioned Crawford. So to the best of our knowledge and your knowledge, when's he going to be back in the net?
Good question. He didn't take the ice this weekend like we were anticipating. So
kind of a day-to-day, maybe?
It's day-to-day right now, but it's not, until we get him on the ice, that's when we're going to know how close he really is. So right now it's a wait and see then on that one again. We're encouraged there last week, and then today we're, have to wait.
All right. Well, more chances for Glass, and let's get it done, boys. Let's get it done. And as you said, the time is now. Coach, I know you got to run. I appreciate you jumping on with us.
My pleasure.
See you, bud. It's Coach Joel Quenneville from York, Chicago Blackhawks. When do they play?
They play tomorrow night in Nashville.